You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It is the Valenti Enrico Show. I'm Stoney in for Mike, Kenny Cott, the Hatchet Man, David Hull. Great show for you planned on this Friday pre-Easter weekend. Enrico, how the hell are you?
I'm good, Stoney. I am good. Apparently, these guys in the office a little bit more because of WrestleMania, but
yeah,
you know.
I mean, look. The Pistons playoffs begin tomorrow in New York. It's great. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin tomorrow. Well, not so
great. Yeah, Red Wings play win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should give Riley Green his kudos. We ripped him a little bit this week, but he had 3 hits last night as the Tigers return home and got a win. But you mentioned WrestleMania. It is this weekend in Las Vegas. And I used to be a big wrestling fan. WrestleMania III in 1987, my second year here in Detroit, I had friends flew in from New York to go see WrestleMania. And it was one of the greatest events and spectacles I'd ever seen. I believe Aretha sang the national anthem. It was unbelievable. You had, obviously, the big match of Hulk Hogan against Andre the Giant. But the Superfly Snuka match was just unbelievable. There was so much great stuff.
Macho Man, Ricky Dragon, Steamboat.
There we go. Yeah, from the top. It was great stuff. It was great theater.
I used to follow wrestling.
Yeah. Okay. It went 93,000 people at the Silver Dome. It was freaking sick. So this weekend, it's in Las Vegas. And now WrestleMania has become so big, Rico, that it is a 2-day event. They get a full card on Saturday and a full card on Sunday. This has happened, I think, the last 5 or 6 years, and it's become 2 days, if I'm not mistaken. So I am a little ignorant on today's WrestleMania and today's wrestling. So I wanted to ask, and we discussed, because, you know, I don't follow it anywhere near like I used to. I mean, I know a few of the people who are involved, but not that many, you know. But I used to be a huge wrestling guy, and I lost it pretty much a few years after WrestleMania. Maybe 1990 is when I basically tuned out of the world of wrestling. 248-539-9797. When was wrestling taken from your life? When did you lose your love for wrestling, if at all? And if you haven't, is wrestling still a part of your life? And is, you know, this weekend's WrestleMania must-see TV, must-see pay-per-view TV for you when you got, you know, playoff basketball going on, you got the Tigers, you have maybe some family obligations because it's Easter weekend?
Yeah, you know what? In high school, I was really big into wrestling. That's when WrestleMania was here. I said it was I was too young, but probably one of the bigger regrets. Like, man, I really wish, because I remember when after it was over that Monday, two of our teachers went to, and we got to school early, and we're sitting there listening to the stories as they're telling us everything that happened. And we're just like little kids, like, okay, and then what happened? Okay, and then what happened? Went to college, and it kind of just started waning off after that. But yeah, I remember, you know, for me, like I said, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I was a big fan of the British Bulldogs.
Bob Uecker was there. Alice Cooper was in Jake the Snake Roberts' corner.
Because it was, I mean, it was weird because, like, the Silverdome was so bright. I just remember that. And, you know, Hulk Hogan defeating Andre Giant by just body slamming him. I was like, really? That's all it took? But, nah, I think, Stoney, I think I probably, when I found out, I was like, wait, Hulk Hogan is bad? What? Yeah, at that point, I had already tapped out. But yeah, in high school, I remember they had the ice cream bars. Yeah, they had, at that point, it was the WWF at that point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't do anything wrong. I mean, everything they touched turned to gold. And you just like, wow, this is cool. I remember Saturday mornings, they would come on, they would have the match. It was Bobby Heenan.
Yeah.
Like it was the first, I guess, male soap opera.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. You know, I mean, stuff that you probably can't get away with now, because I don't think you can have the Macho Man, Miss Elizabeth relationship.
Well, that's pretty weird. Maybe it's sexist.
I don't think you can have that relationship maybe, right now. Maybe. Because he used to toss her around the ring.
Oh, I know. Maybe it's, you know, sexist, but that's what I started to get out of wrestling is when they had all the female managers and things like that. It became more of a soap opera, which I didn't like at the time. Now, as far as the women, there used to be some, you know, great women wrestlers back in my day. I mean, there were, God, what the heck was that? I forgot her name. Anyway, the things that they used to do back then, they couldn't do today. For instance, I'm looking at the card from WrestleMania 3. In today, you could not have this match. Hillbilly Jim, the Haiti Kid, and Little Beaver defeating King Kong Bundy, Little Tokyo, and Lord Littlebrook. They were like little people wrestling.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
And they used to have, with all due respect, they used to call it midget wrestling, basically.
Right. Right. Yeah. Probably couldn't have the junkyard dog.
Mm-hmm.
He would have to change his outfit.
Yeah. You know?
Probably not cool having a black man walking around with chains on.
But here's the thing, and Stoney, you started off with saying it's on pay-per-view this weekend. No, it's not. There's no pay-per-view anymore.
Oh, really?
It's on Peacock.
Oh. Wow.
There's no pay-per-view anymore. It is long gone past that. So now, that was Peacock. The days when I was growing up.
Right.
When I would have a friend in high school who would watch all the pay-per-views. And instead of us paying for it, he would just give us the rundown of everything that happened the night before so we could be ready for Raw on Monday. But yeah, there's no more pay-per-view. It is just Peacock now.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
And I have Peacock. I can actually watch it then.
Yeah, but yeah, I remember watching it, the matches, and you get so angry because, like, oh, come on. Just, you know, ref, he hit him with a chair. Like, you didn't see it. No, of course the ref did.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Fabulous Moolah. That was my favorite woman wrestler, right? Yeah. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number.
The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Oh, yeah. You look at the...
Probably couldn't have that him and Virgil relationship either.
You look at the greats who are on that card. I mean, unbelievable. Even from the get-go, great names. You know, Bob Orton, the Magnificent Morocco, Hurley Race with Bobby Heenan, and the Fabulous
Harley Race.
Didn't I say that?
You said Haley.
I said Haley Race. I meant Harley Race. Sorry, I can't, you know, read. Rowdy Piper, Rowdy, Adrian Roddy Adonis. Piper. You had the Hart Foundation, like we mentioned, the great Ricky Steamboat, Randy Savage.
Who'd the Hart Foundation go up against?
The Hart Foundation. It was Danny Davis and the Hart Foundation Bulldogs. Defeated Tito Santana and the British Bulldogs.
That broke my heart. I hated the Hart Foundation.
Yep.
David, yep. Honestly, I think that was the first thing that I hated. Before I hated Michigan, I hated the Hart Foundation. I did.
I used to love.
That makes sense.
Even before all this, when I was really young, The managers, I used to love. Obviously, the great, the late but great Captain Lou Albano was one of my heroes.
Yeah.
Love them. I mean, anybody that could have rubber bands on his beard deserved to be propped up. He was. I loved him. Nah. And there was a guy called the Grand Wizard, and he was unbelievable. He was a great wrestler.
See, I like the Mouth of the South.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart, absolutely.
So people are actually still watching this thing this weekend. People are still doing this.
Oh, yeah. First of all, the venue is where the Raiders play in Vegas. So it's Allegiant Stadium, okay? So they're going to have two nights there. That's going to be completely sold out. So, yeah, of course. If it came back to Ford Field about 5-10 years ago, it sells out everywhere. People love their wrestling. 248-539-9797. Obviously, you do too. We'll take your calls, your texts. We have Who Said It coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get into the Pistons playoffs. But, hey, it's WrestleMania weekend. 97-1. 248-539-9797. If you were on hold before, please call back. We're going to get to you. Talking WrestleMania is this weekend, and wrestling left my life. Few years after WrestleMania 3, wasn't into it anymore. I still appreciate the theatrics, the athleticism, the true athletic competition of it, and the soap opera part of it is kind of funny to me. But there are a lot of people who wrestling is still part of their lives, like Kenny and Evan. We have some texts, David?
Yeah, for me, it went away once I started realizing you could predict who's going to win the matches. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Yeah. That was it for me. Go ahead, David.
Someone's asking, did they really have a guy named Grand Wizard?
The Grand Wizard, yeah. It had nothing to do with the Ku Klux Klan.
That's what somebody's asking, or did you mix something else?
No. I didn't make a mistake. You can look up the Grand Wizard. He had these weird glasses on and a hat that was like, you know, wizardry, nothing to do with, you know, the bad wizardry, so to speak.
The Undertaker is the best of all time. He changed the wrestling game at a Shannon in Ypsilanti.
Okay, you know what's sad? Okay. David, I think I remember like one of his first matches when he came out. I was like, oh, this guy's pretty good. Didn't know he was going to last forever.
I know, these guys.
But yeah, because his manager was Paul Bearer.
Right.
See, Kenny? Yes. Did I get some points for that?
Paul Bearer.
Yes, you do get the points. Ooh.
Right. He was like, you know, wrestling's version of Count Scary.
Let's go to Mike. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up? Good afternoon. My favorite score is going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin. I stopped watching... Well, I really stopped watching again when Logan Paul got into it. But I stopped watching when Randy Orton got hurt and got put out. Speaking of the Pauls, I hope whatever his stupid brother's name is takes that fight with Patty Pimbleton so he can get the crap beat out of him. Because he needs to leave the UFC. He's not a real fighter.
Okay. Talking about Jake Paul.
Yeah, it's never going to happen, though. No. They pay enough money to make sure they never lose.
That's true.
Which is why I can't get into any of their... Oh, we're good. Who was the one that fought Tyson? Like
Jake Paul.
I was like, this isn't real. Like, Mike Tyson would... I don't care if he's 80 years old. He's still going to beat you.
I thought so, too. But after watching that fight, I think Mike lost a little bit.
Look, Mike probably needed the money.
Oh, I know. But I don't think Mike could do it anymore. Even... Because I thought, there was that one chance.
I think for a night he could. I think that was as real as the WWE fights are.
Thank you. Hold on, Kenny. There you go.
Matt, you're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Matt?
I have been watching for years. Not as steady as I used to back in the day, but I still followed enough to understand what the Mania weekend is. I'd say top two managers of all time are Bobby Heenan and Paul Heyman.
I'm not familiar with Paul Heyman, but that's because I stopped.
Paul Heyman's great. Okay. He's fantastic.
What's so good about Paul Heyman?
Great on the mic. Great heel work. Great face work. Amazing. Just an amazing guy. Amazing on the microphone.
He can sell anybody.
Yes.
And he's in it. He's in some good drama this week, so we'll see if Seth Rollins turns to a Paul Heyman guy.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 248-539-9797.
So let me give you some of this here because we're talking about, is it big? Are people still watching? Well,
yes.
Last year, WrestleMania was at Lincoln Financial Field. And, of course, it was on Peacock, nights 1 and 2. Viewership was up 41% from the previous year. 41%. And it went up, I believe it says 78%. WrestleMania 40 broke the previous attendance record by WrestleMania 39 by 78%. Now, that's, you know, a means of going to Lincoln Financial Field.
Twice.
Compared to where they were in 39, from right. WrestleMania 39. You're going to break that record, and it's two nights.
Right.
So WWE's YouTube channel saw its most viewed day in channel history on Sunday of last year's event with more than 67 million views in 24 hours.
67 million views.
So incredible. I think the question of is it big and are people still? Yeah. They are clearly doing this. And the numbers have to get bigger this year with it being in Vegas.
Yeah, right. 67 million people. The NFL is like, what are we doing wrong?
Right. That's just YouTube. Right. The NFL, I don't know how many viewers they would get in a 24-hour span.
Right.
Right. We talking about college football. Like that. Jeez. I didn't think it was that still.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like, it's like,
It's scripted.
It's a television show.
It became last year's WrestleMania became the most socially viewed WrestleMania of all time, with more than 660 million views consumed over the 2 days. So that's Instagram, X, all of these social media platforms.
Right.
So 660 million views.
David, do your kids watch it?
No. They're just not into wrestling. They're into the four major sports, but I wouldn't doubt they've seen something, though, social media-wise. Right, well, see it.
Well, I didn't know it took off like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can just see. I mean, granted, McAfee's part of it now, but his show from there today, I mean, it's nuts. It's and look, they are, I'll get into the arguments, I mean, they're not athletes. No, they are athletes. There's no doubt about it. You know, I couldn't go walk into the ring and become a wrestler. These guys are, you know, a lot of them are former football players, former athletes in college. Some, you know, had a cup of coffee in the pros.
Is The Rock still a part of this?
The Rock is still a part of it, yes. We hope to see him at WrestleMania. A lot of, they scout also from actual professional wrestling, like wrestlers, like collegiate wrestlers.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's to say that they're not athletes, I always
take off
at
the headgear and spandex and come and wrestle here.
They're very, very athletic. Yeah.
And I know that they have training camps and, you know, places.
Oh, they have boot camps.
Well, it's crazy. Yeah, they got a reality TV show like some of the old wrestlers.
Yeah, that's a redux of what they used to have in the early 2000s. But yeah, they have one where they have actual wrestling legends coach them in the art of wrestling.
Let's go to Southfield. D, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good.
I've been to 4 WrestleManias. Last one was in 32 in Dallas.
Okay.
But for me, I'm a lifelong wrestling fan, and I am not vested in this WrestleMania. There's a whole bunch of politics, you know, involved in it now.
Whoa,
I got three friends out there right now.
D, I'm so curious. What are politics in wrestling right now? Enlighten me.
Right now, you have The Rock pushing his way and just finding himself in these situations. And the fans are just backlashing. They don't want to see, I mean, yes, they want to see The Rock, but at the same time, they want to see this younger talent, you know, pushed.
Okay, so The Rock is just trying to bully his way in.
Exactly, and a lot of fans are turned off about that. And for this particular WrestleMania, since the merger with UFC to create TKO, it has priced a lot of the fans out of this particular WrestleMania.
Wow.
Now for me, I'm just not to the WWE any longer. I still watch New Japan. I still watch TNA. I still keep up with AEW, but there's more than just the WWE out there for wrestling fans. And I'm a pure wrestling fan. I probably will never let go of that.
Okay.
That's a lot of alphabet soup going on here.
Did you say one is called TNA?
TNA, Total Nonstop Reaction. That's been around since 2001.
It has been. It's been around since I was in high school, yes.
TNA.
Okay.
Not TNA, TNA.
TNA, okay.
Yeah. So, where does... Okay, so The Rock's coming back. Is Cena's going to be in this thing, too, probably, right? Because he came back as a heel a few weeks ago, right? A few months ago?
Yeah, he's actually main eventing Sunday night against Cody Rhodes for the championship. Now, the thing is, a lot of fans have been screaming for this particular heel turn for the past 15, 20 years. We did not expect to see this particular heel turn during his farewell tour. So that has a lot of fans invested in that. But outside that, it's like, you know, run-of-the-mill card. You probably see on a house show. You probably see on Raw or SmackDown. It's not really nothing too much special.
All right. Thanks for the call. I love being enlightened.
Yeah, me too.
97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797. We'll have a special edition of NBA playoff blitz. We got football today. Who said it? Full menu, but come on. It's WrestleMania weekend. David, some texts.
WrestleMania was at Ford Field 18 years ago, so the other one doesn't always have to be talked about. We have had two here in Detroit.
Wait,
from Sean.
Wait, so is like this the
84 Tigers?
84 Tigers.
Yes, right. It is like that.
However, hold on. WrestleMania
like Bad Boys and the Going to Work Pistons. Okay.
Yeah, but WrestleMania 3 is considered by WrestleMania historians
the gold standard.
Exactly the gold standard of WrestleMania.
Kenny, how come we're not talking about the Ford Field one?
Because it's always overshadowed by the big moment, the Hulk and Andre moment.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the gold standard as much as it is like this is wrestling history. On the Mount Rushmore of wrestling moments, right. That's one of them.
Right. And in all fairness, not a great moment. Like, literally, he just body slammed.
It's place and time, man. At the time.
But Rico mentioned it earlier in the show. The Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, right? And Macho Man was, when he went from the top rope, right?
That match, it seemed like that match was like 20 minutes long. Like, they just
What you've just said, many wrestling fans would consider as blasphemous.
No, it is.
What?
That wasn't that good of a moment.
Okay.
Because in context of history, that was the best thing that had ever happened. It was like whoever threw the first forward pass in football.
The Ricky the Steamboat.
Okay, Kenny.
Randy Savage match took 14 minutes and 35 seconds.
Yes, it took forever.
The Hulk match was 12 minutes.
The fact that, think about this. Okay, let me put in perspective for you wrestling people before you get angry at me. It was a body slam.
Yes.
It wasn't like he put him in a chokehold or he put him in the figure four leg lock or any of these. I don't even know if they still do these things or not. It was a body slam.
It was the biggest body slam that ever will be.
And that one body slam just knocked him out cold.
Nobody had ever done it. That was the storyline.
I got you.
It was the biggest body slam that ever will be.
It was like, wait, that was it?
Gosh, Rico, I cannot believe this. I am stunned. Yeah. That you said that wasn't a big moment.
No.
I'm trying to get over it. I'm trying to get past it.
The actual act of beating him was like, wait, that's it?
You think about the times. The times it happened, the moment, the year, the era.
Yes.
Yes, it's amazing. What I'm saying
is the other matches were like, wow, like I said.
It was more athletic because Andre was not very athletic. But the fact that Hulk was able to do what he did.
He's that giant.
Behemoth. He was a giant.
Yes, exactly.
He struggled. He slammed him. And then all of a sudden, he just went comatose. And Hulk won. And I was like, come on.
Okay.
David, stop me when I said something that wasn't true.
Everything you say was true, okay, but it's about the era. That is a great... That's one of the greatest moments in sports, period.
One of the greatest moments in Detroit sports, there's no doubt.
Yes, and
so
it takes
right
moments.
Up there with the Miracle on Ice.
Exactly.
No, I'm not going to let you go there. No.
It takes moments to make things big. And if someone's saying.
It's Jackie Robinson and then there's Hulk Hogan. Yeah, okay.
Wrestling wouldn't be where it is now if that hadn't happened.
I agree. It was a huge moment. It was, like I said, one of the greatest sports moments in Detroit history. There's no doubt about it. But when you look at athleticism, earlier in that card was definitely more athletic.
A lot of the matches were like, wow. It was, you know, it was a roller coaster ride. This was...
Some matches are like Battle of the Titans. Other ones are against super athlete versus super athlete.
Some are just like driving on 94, just right. Up or down.
Well, it does take moments, and that's why that's talked about over the other one, because someone says... Last year was big because The Rock came back.
Yeah.
So that kind of...
So what was the moment at Ford Field?
There wasn't one. I think that's what someone's saying.
Oh.
That's why it doesn't get talked about like the Pontiac Silverdome one, because there wasn't a big moment.
Plus, there was 30,000 more people there.
That's true. That's true.
What was the one... What was it that you got the belt? Wasn't that...
That was SummerSlam when it came to Ford Field.
Okay.
It was a couple years ago, yeah.
Kenny got a sweet belt.
That's pretty awesome.
That's great memorabilia. Belt. That's one of the belts I've wanted since I was a little kid.
That's a sweet belt.
WrestleMania was a great weekend for me. Except who won the night before. Michigan State played North Dakota with Eddie Belfour in the finals of the NCAA Hockey Championship. Unfortunately, the Spartans lost. And then the next day was WrestleMania.
People are responding, Rico. It says the big thing was Andre weighed over 550 pounds. Hulk put him over his head and slammed him. That is Jim in Sterling Heights. Someone else says, tell Rico that Hogan slammed Andre and dropped the leg to get the win.
Oh, okay.
That Hulk-Andre the Giant match made me realize wrestling was fake. Because if it was real, Andre the Giant would be the champion.
Or Andre would just get up. He got body slammed. And it's like a boxer. You hit him once, and then they just go down.
But if he lifts him over a five...
I will disagree with the texter that says if it wasn't fake, Andre would have been the champion. I disagree with that.
I agree.
Because Hulk was so much more athletic.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I was a big Hulk fan.
And Hulk was versatile because he went from bad guy to good guy, then back to bad guy.
Right, but Hulk would always, he would be down, and the ref would get to the second count, and the third count, his arm would stop, and then he would start shaking and getting up, and that's when all of a sudden he would just win. But
someone else, you're not understanding. What you're not understanding is that nobody, I mean nobody, had ever body slammed the eighth wonder of the world,
right,
Andre the Giant. That's what made it big.
It's the greatest. It's the biggest moment in wrestling history. It really is. Robert, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Robert?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good.
Looking forward to WrestleMania this weekend?
Me personally, not really, but other people are, and that's okay.
Yeah, we're just trying to get a gauge. Well,
I am. I've been to over 250 WWE events across the country in Canada. I was planning on being in Vegas this weekend, but I had to decide about a week ago to let it go for some personal issues. But next year is my target. So,
where is it? Where is it next year?
New Orleans.
Okay. That'll be fun.
Mercedes Dome.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite WrestleMania moment?
My favorite WrestleMania moment? WrestleMania 31 in, I think it was San Francisco. Sting versus Triple H when DX and the NWO finally, after about 14 years, a little bit, I don't want to say too late, but 14 years after the prime of when it should have happened, were out in the ring fighting each other, and that to me, I felt like, you know, if there was a roof on that building, I think I could have touched it. I was so excited.
Wow. How old a man are you?
I'm 41.
Okay. Just curious. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. 248-539-9797. Look, I mean, everybody has their thing. My concerts. But that's a lot of WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of wrestling. You know what? If that's what makes you
yes,
happy.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Kenny, do the wrestlers still have, like, the signature out moves? That's still a thing, right?
Yeah, finishing moves, yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. All right.
I feel like we're getting dangerously close to what you do to Mike in horse racing.
Yes, we are.
What do you mean? Yes. No, because I remember, like, it was, the figure four leg lock.
People still do that every so often.
It was the sleeper move.
Oh, the sleeper hold.
Sleeper hold,
then
yeah.
Then it was, I remember as a kid, Stan the Man Stasiak had the heart punch.
Yeah.
Where he'd punch a guy in the heart.
There's still, there's some of that stuff still exists. Oh, yeah, that's.
Like, got banned, like, you can't do that.
The only one that got banned, really, is the pile driver, because they were worried about breaking people's necks.
Yeah. The DDT.
Mm-hmm. DDT still exists.
Really?
Yeah, but the pile driver does not.
That was Jake the Snake.
Yep.
The DDT.
Don, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say, part of the reason that moment was so big is WWE had billed Andre as being undefeated for 15 years. So they made it like Hogan was the first guy to beat him and the first guy to body slam him. So, like, when him and Hogan were buddies, so when he turned, you know, it was like he had never been beaten in 15 years of wrestling.
Yeah, I remember. Like, he turned. He was a good guy, and then he was a bad guy for that one.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so that was part of the reason why it was so big, was that he had never, at least they said he had never been beaten. He had, but it was...
It was
part of the reason why.
It was weird. Like, but back in those days, I remember working at the television station in Washington where I worked. And we would show wrestling highlights a lot. But at the Madison Square Garden, for some reason, I did not like Bob Backlund. He was like the all-American guy, Bob Backlund. And the Iron Sheik beat Bob Backlund. And it was, you know.
Oh, yeah, the Iron Sheik.
Or the Bob Backlund beat the Iron. I don't remember exactly
Nikolai
which way it
Volkoff
went.
Nikolai Volkoff and Iron Sheik.
The Iron Sheik,
that.
Yeah, and it was obviously.
Yeah, probably two guys that probably wouldn't be into Kenny.
No, because especially.
I don't know if you've seen him.
Oh, I've seen the stuff. You can't do half the stuff he did.
Like, no. Besides, you know.
I hate America.
And at that time.
They did something like that in the early 2000s. They exploited 9/11 for that. It was ugly. Vince McMahon had no shame.
But and David. For you and all the listeners out there, the thing was only because I watched the Intercontinental Championship, and then that one was a classic and it never gets spoken of. It was like, wait, they did all of this And he gets celebrated for just doing that.
Yeah. And look, do you remember who was in Ricky Steamboat's corner? We know Miss Elizabeth was in Macho Man's.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Was it?
I'll give you a hint. Local. Green Tongue.
Yes. Why am I drawing a blank on his name?
George the Animal Steel.
Yes.
Football coach.
Because he was in love with Miss Elizabeth and he would chew on the turnbuckle. Yeah. I don't know why.
Oh, 97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797. We'll be doing our basketball blitz coming up at the 3 o'clock hour. Don't forget Who Said It coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We're talking WrestleMania because it's this weekend and, you know, just curious to see how many people like myself who was really into wrestling and I kind of lost it. But wrestling is still, as we're finding out, a big portion of our people's lives, like David and Kenny. And I just found out, because I wanted to show Rico who the Grand Wizard was, the show that had nothing to do with, you know, the Ku Klux Klan. And he was like a regular wizard. But I later found out that I did not even know this. The guy's name, he's no longer with us. Ernie Roth is his real name. A gay Jewish man, it says here. Yes. Anyway, we got playoffs coming up beginning tomorrow. It's time for an NBA playoff blitz.
That's right, guys. The playoffs start tomorrow. Unless you're one of those people that says the play-in is a playoff game. But it's not. But let's talk about a play-in game first. That's tonight. The Mavs placed. And they play the Memphis Grizzlies tonight for the final spot in the West. So my question to you guys is, does Nico need to make the playoffs to justify the Luka trade and silence the noise from the Dallas Mavericks fan base?
I don't think no matter what happens, it's going to ever silence the fans from the Dallas Mavericks fan base unless they somehow win a championship and like Max Christie turns into a superstar. I mean, that's it. I'm sorry. Even if they win tonight and even win a round, no, he is persona non grata in that town.
Yeah, David, he would either have to defeat the Lakers, like make it into the playoffs, defeat the Lakers, or get to like the Western Conference Finals and he can say, guys, see, I told you we wouldn't miss a beat. Right. We're going to add to this team. But yeah, it's got to be extreme. In his perfect world, I don't know. He would knock out the Lakers at some point and say, hey, we got this thing done. But right now, no, he's going to be hating life all summer long.
And watching these playoffs when the Lakers are going to be playing, and they're playing well, it just dawns on me that what if Nico would have said to Rob Pelinka, listen, okay, we'll do this trade. Give us Austin Reeves. I think Pelinka still would have done the trade, right?
I still can't believe that they made the trade.
I know, for that. I mean, no disrespect to Anthony Davis, but it's like, come on. Anyway.
So, next on the list when it comes to the NBA and the playoffs, the Warriors, they are the 7th seed, but they are the favorites against the 2 seed Rockets in this series here. Can the Warriors make one last run for a title with Jimmy Butler?
I do. Jimmy Butler is basically, he's one of the better short-term players that you can get. It's like KD. You don't want him on your roster for too long, but short-term, he's rejuvenated this team. You know, he's taking some of the pressure off of Steph. Now that Klay's not there. You know, Draymond doesn't have to do everything. And there's a reason why they're favored over the Rockets. So, yeah, I do think that they can do one more run. Because, David, I think they're better. I think they'll knock out the Lakers, and I just don't believe in OKC. So I think they can make it to the finals.
I agree with Rico, and as I believe is the case in the Pistons series, I believe experience in the playoffs means something, especially for them, championship playoff series. And look, Houston's done a great job. Yes, Van Vliet's been in the playoffs before and actually won a title, but they're still basically their good player. Their best players are their young players, and I like the Warriors in this series.
So, when you look at the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets fired their coach, fired their GM. According to the odds to win the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets are at plus 1,500 with his fifth best odds to win the West. Just simply, what happens with the Denver Nuggets without their coach, Malone?
Look, Jokic could still score 50 a night. And they can win games. I think the key is Jamal Murray. If we get the Jamal Murray that we saw in the playoffs when they won the title, they're still a really dangerous team, a really good team. I don't think the coaching situation makes that much of a difference right now, as good of a coach as Malone was. I think they can, if they get through the first round, I think they'll be tough to beat.
See, I do think that there's a problem. I think there's... I don't know if it was in the locker room. I don't know if it's just throughout the entire building, but that's not the same team. There is something wrong. And you know what, Stoney? When sometimes you just got to believe that outside influences can affect what you do on the court. I mean, think about it, you know, for the last couple of years, like the Warriors, same players, but they haven't been as good. Now all of a sudden they bring in Butler, they're better. So no, I'm saying that to say something's going on in Denver. I don't think that they're going to be that same team. Yes, Jokic can take over a series.
Right, they can win one series.
But it's something wrong there, and I can't put my finger on it.
Russell Westbrook, maybe.
Oh, maybe? No. Oh, the curse of Russell Westbrook is back. Let's go to the top of the Western Conference. This year, that is OKC. They are the number one seed in the West, best record in the league. But can they finally get it done? Can they finally break through, make it to the finals, and win it?
I think they can. I mean, if they play the Lakers experience will be very difficult for them. But they have a great defender in home. And obviously SGA has been playing great. Jalen Williams, they got a really good team.
They do.
They're deep.
But I don't know if they
can get over. But they're not playoff tested, really.
And that's just it. I don't know if they can get over the hump of whoever wins. Because I think the Lakers and the Lakers and the Warriors advance, and I don't know if they will have enough experience to knock out either one of those two teams. So, no, I think that they're – David, we'll probably get to it later, but it reminds me of the Cavs. I don't believe in the Cavs.
Well, that is my next question. Cavs started out hot. They continued all year long, but do they break through?
I don't think that they break through at all. For, like I said, OKC and Cleveland, I think the best – I could see them each in the conference finals, but I don't think they have enough experience to make it and get into the NBA Finals. I just don't.
They'll get to the finals of the conference and lose to the Celtics. I still think the Celtics are better.
So that is going to be your choice for the East. Both of you guys, the Celtics?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
The Celtics are right now the favorite, the betting favorite at -1445. Cavs are second at +185. So there's a gap.
Because, Dave, especially in the NBA, even though you're not the number one overall seed, the true playoff team, the experienced teams, no. We just got to do just enough to keep home court advantage. And if we have to, we're good enough to win game seven on the road in the conference finals if we don't get the number one seed. And I think Boston, if playing in Cleveland, could beat Cleveland in Cleveland.
So you look at the Timberwolves with Anthony Mitchell. You look at the Cavs. Anthony Edwards, I'm sorry. Okay. Donovan Mitchell was the next player I was going to mention for the Cavs. And then you got SGA. Out of those three, who has the most to prove in this playoffs?
Wait, say that again.
Anthony Edwards, Donovan Mitchell, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Anthony Edwards. I would say Anthony Edwards because Anthony Edwards talks a lot of crap. He talks a lot for somebody who's won nothing. So that's why I would say he's got the pressure on him because after a while, if you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk, and he hasn't yet. So coming out there, you knock off the Lakers, and you make it to the finals, yes. I'll start listening to all of this. You're the best player out there, but as of now, you're not.
I think it's more Mitchell because Mitchell is the best player on, obviously, in at least the regular season, the best team in the East. And if he can't lead that team, then shame on him. Anthony Edwards, they have some good players, obviously, with Julius Randle, you know, DiVincenzo, but he has to do too much by himself. So that's why I don't think the pressure is as much on him.
And then I do have a question on two final individuals in the playoffs. It is going to be Tom Thibodeau and Luka Doncic. Tom Thibodeau, because he played for the Knicks and they haven't won in a long time. And a lot of people say he plays his starters. He plays his guys a lot of minutes. So what happens in this playoffs for them? Is he has most at stake or is it Luka because of the trade to the Lakers? Look, the Lakers are putting everything in their hands with their franchise. Not LeBron, it's Luka now.
Well, so I think the more pressure's on Tibbs because if the Pistons in particular upset the Knicks, I would not be stunned if Tibbs is fired. If Luka and the Lakers don't make the Western Conference Finals or even lose in the first round, what kind of pressure is that on Luka Doncic? Nothing. He's going to be there for another decade.
See, David, I think you missed the – if you would have said Tibbs and LeBron, I think that's better because LeBron – is the maestro. He's pulling all the strings in L.A. Whether he wants to admit it or not, they drafted his son, and they knew his son had no nutritional value whatsoever.
So how's their pressure on him? He's done everything he needed to do in his career.
Right, because they basically, you've taken over the Lakers, and you're saying, leave it to me. I'll come up with a winner. He orchestrated this trade, and if this thing blows up in his face and they're out in the first round, okay, what you traded for one of the best players in the NBA and you still can't win. So I would say it's actually on LeBron.
Not Luka.
Okay. Luka's he's a victim in this. He just, you know what, Luka, pack your bags, you're going to LA. I don't really think he had much say so in this. He didn't put up a fight either, don't get me wrong. But he didn't have much of a say so in this.
Got you. That is your NBA playoffs edition fast break.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.